Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 126. We ride the Boring Company's Las Vegas Loop. For the first time ever, we explain how it works as the new Resorts World passenger station opens up.
We also talk with the president of Resorts World and the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Find out what the future looks like for getting around Las Vegas.
And a restaurant discovery off the strip.
Plus, some tips if you hit the Las Vegas premium outlets in downtown Las Vegas, and it's a great time to catch a baseball game. Sean has some tips from the Las Vegas ballpark.
There's a lot going on. Let's get to it and spin that wheel. Welcome to Vegas Revealed, episode 126. Sean McAllister here, along with Dana Roselli. And man, this summer heat is really sizzling.
People always say, how do you live in Las Vegas because of the summer heat? And we seem to talk about it every podcast, but this week has been 110 and above.
Yeah.
I feel like every single day. And I was looking at your Twitter the other day, and you put out a little tweet saying that, you know, really, it's 100 by like, what? Like, I feel like 10 a.m. this week?
Well, it was 9:30 at night when I sent the tweet, and we were trying to take the dog for a walk. And you have to do it like way late at night or way early in the morning, because at 9:30 at night, it was still above 100 degrees, and that's hot.
It is
and
hot.
So I was looking at my, you know, little weather app to see hour by hour when the temperature would get down to a reasonable number. And it wasn't until like 4:30 in the morning, it would get down to 88 degrees. And then within a really tight time frame, it just shot right back up to 100.
Yeah, it is steamy. You're right. Morning and night. I mean, I have been getting up early this week to a fill-in host, or actually guest host, at a local show called The Morning Blend. And I always like have a little like half a cup of coffee sitting on the patio. And I'm talking 6:15 a.m. It is like hot, like hot, not cool in any way. You're not like, ooh, the morning crisp.
No. The second the sun pops up over the mountains, it is just hot.
Yeah, it's hot. I mean, it is hot. So anyway, it's the love-hate part of Las Vegas, but luckily it doesn't last too long. So this is a little out of the ordinary. Last week we had some days in the 90s, and actually some of the nights were really nice.
They were gorgeous.
And everyone was raving about it.
I know.
And people are like, the 90s at 10 p.m. is nice? And we're like, yeah, it's great.
It makes a difference, let me tell you.
It really does. So we did the podcast last week kind of raw without a lot of editing. Nobody wrote us and said they hated it. So guess what? We're doing it again. And we might just make a thing of it. We usually edit just a little bit more. We still edit it in the interviews and stuff like that. But you know what? We're going for it again today because we've got a lot going on as usual.
So note to all listeners, unless you write us and tell us that you hate it, we're going to keep doing it.
Exactly. All ums included and silliness included and giggles. We rode the Vegas Loop for the first time. It's been open for a while from the new convention center to the old convention center, back and forth. It's, you know, was constructed by the Boring Company. It's just the very beginning of a larger plan and stops, I think up to 55 stops eventually. But anyway, they opened a new passenger station. Normally I'd edit out passenger, but I'm going to leave it. A new passenger station at Resorts World. And you and I went to check it out and do some interviews. And then we said, you know what? We have to ride this thing. We haven't been in one yet.
Yeah, no, it was really cool to be underground in that tunnel system, in those Tesla cars that are zooming around under Las Vegas now. So you're going to hear our experience inside those tunnels coming up. But we also spoke to the Resorts World president, Scott Sabella, about what it means to have the first hotel casino connected to this loop system. And we also touch on the first anniversary of that property.
Yeah, I know. We were just talking about that last week. 1 year since Resorts World opened. So we've got all that coming up. But first, we hear from Steve Hill, who's the president and the CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. He has a big job. He explains to us what the loop actually means to Vegas visitors and how it's going to improve your trip around town here.
Well, the system as it's currently designed is about 30 miles of tunnel. It'll connect downtown, down through the entire resort corridor, the convention center, every property along Las Vegas Boulevard, whether that's a hotel, casino, fashion show mall, you know, all these properties will have a station. It'll connect to the stadium, T-Mobile Arena, all the venues that are along the resort corridor, and then over to the airport. The thing that sets this system apart, there are a couple of things that set this system apart, but one of them is that it is an express system. Every other type of mass transportation, whether it's buses or a monorail or a subway, you have to stop at every station along the way. This system, you don't have to do that. The stations are offset from the main tunnel. So, for example, if you wanted to go to the airport from here at Resorts World, you get in your own Tesla, and it drops you off at Terminal 3, and you haven't stopped between here and there. So it's a five-minute trip. It's hassle-free. There's no traffic. There's no stoplights. You don't have to stop at stations. It's quick, and it's very reliable. So it makes experiencing Las Vegas more fun, more efficient, and just easier. And you can do more because you're not spending time in traffic.
That's true. And like even you talking about that makes my blood pressure go down, because I feel like people always like, you know, part of it is planning how you're going to get from here to there. You're sitting there, you know, trying to figure out. And I know a lot of tourists and friends that come into town, I get the text message. What should I do to how to get? So this is going to make that easier, which is going to be amazing. And I'm sure everyone's chomping at the bit to get a station open at their hotel casino next. Do you have an order?
Well, we are turning in and have turned in four or five permits for next steps. The boring company has more than one boring machine. And actually, the tunnels have become kind of the easiest part of the construction process, really. They can build tunnels very quickly. Stations typically will take longer than the tunnels to build. The safety systems that go into those tunnels take longer than the tunnel itself to build. So we can move pretty quickly. So we have a connection to the Westgate, a connection to Encore. The remainder of the connection here at Resorts World, there'll be like underground traffic circles so that you don't, you know, if you got in at the convention center and you want to come to Resorts World, you don't have to go all the way downtown, turn around and come all the way back. So every 3/4 of a mile or so, it'll be like a traffic circle underground. One of them will be here. So a part of that circle has been built, which is what you can ride today. But the remainder of that will go down Convention Center Drive and cut into our west parking lot and turn that into a circle so that you don't have this one-way traffic in just one tunnel. It'll be really two-way traffic at that point. And then we are working on a connection from the stadium out to Las Vegas Boulevard and up to the Tropicana intersection. So those are the permits that are being worked on right now, but you can take pretty much any one of these segments, and we're working on all of them, and they'll all be in process here at some point soon.
Gets you closer.
Yeah, and I know when you start talking about permits, time can be just like thrown into a warp, and you don't necessarily know how long permitting processes are going to take, all that kind of thing. But we do have some major sporting events happening in the next couple of years. We have Formula One coming. We have a championship football game that's going to be here in 2024. Can visitors for those events expect maybe an expanded version of what we see now?
We hope that a connection to the stadium is available by the time the Super Bowl comes. That's possible, not guaranteed at this point. It is unlikely that the first Formula One race will have connections, but we plan to have a Formula One race here every year from now on. And certainly by the time we get into late 2024, we hope to have some of the connections that would connect the interior of that circuit to the exterior of that circuit. So we think that's a possibility. But certainly over time, that is going to be the case. These events we know of, Vegas is going to keep getting events, and this system is going to make those events so much more fun for all the attendees. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's cool all around. It's a first for, you know, anywhere, and Las Vegas is booming and things are back to normal and people are looking for, you know, ways to get places easier and have some fun. So great job. We love seeing it, and we'll talk to you again soon when the next one opens, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
so much.
It.
Great to see you.
Yeah, you as
nice
well.
To see
Thank
you.
So it was good to hear from the LVCVA directly that a lot of these loop stations hopefully are going to start coming online as these major sporting events, the Super Bowl, Formula One, you know, start coming to Las Vegas, and in the case of Formula One, making a regular home here.
Right, and you and I, again, took the loop. We're going to have our experience with that in just a little bit. But first, we want to hear from the president, Scott Sabella. And we're talking about the president of Resorts World. We've interviewed him in past podcasts when Resorts World was about to open, because it's been a year. So we're going to chat with him about that. But he also was telling us he was just so thrilled and honored and obviously excited to be the first hotel casino to have a stop on the loop.
Just being the first property to connect, you know, to the loop is so exciting because it's never happened before. And we think it's going to be the start of many great things here in Las Vegas. People talk about it going up and down the strip. I think now with this one being done and we see how successful it's going to be, it's going to make it much easier.
Well, and this is obviously the future of transportation in Las Vegas, up and down the resort corridor, downtown, hopefully to the airport. What does it say about Resorts World's commitment to the future and to the infrastructure of Las Vegas to have this station here?
Well, it meant a lot to us. When we heard that this was going to happen at the new convention center, we knew right away how can we be part of it and have it connect to Resorts World. So that day, we made the phone calls and we started working on it. It took a lot of work with the LVCVA, with the county, with the boring company, but we were committed. And it talks about a lot of who we are. We talked about technology from the day we opened this property and how we wanted to be state of the art on everything that we do. And here's another example of proving that. So it means a lot to Resorts World to help the city start this. And I agree. I think it's going to be the start of many good things down the road with the tunnels throughout the city.
And even when we mention the Vegas Loop, people go, well, explain it to me. Well, how do I benefit? I mean, who can, if somebody's staying at Resorts World or has a convention in town, how do they benefit?
Yeah. I think they benefit that I know they'll benefit because it just gets you from point A to point B much faster. At the beginning, it probably will be more for convention guests that are staying here need to attend the convention over there. But I think the goal down the road is that, and it will get there, that anybody can get on this. Right now, we'll only be open during convention periods, but we want people to be able to experience a tunnel. It's not just a transportation mechanism, but it's a pretty cool attraction. I mean, when you do it and you go through the tunnel, you're like, wow, whoever figured this out is genius. And it really is how they figured all this out. But I think for the future of Las Vegas, it's going to move people from point A to point B much faster, easier, and that's what we need here because we're growing so fast, and I think it's the next wave on being a city that's doing things that nobody else has done.
And the timing of this is pretty nice, too, coinciding with the first anniversary of Resorts World. Did you coordinate this with the Boring Company to kind of have it be a gift to Resorts World?
I wish I could say that. I mean, we've been working on it for a long, long time, and I'm not going to say it was easy because no one's ever done anything like this. So I think it helped having them open for a year and making sure it worked and it was safe and those important things. So it's great that it did turn out on our one-year anniversary. We were hoping it would be a little bit earlier, but it was great to catch the Barrett-Jackson convention. I think we moved almost 5,000 people over those 3 days, and they all loved it. It's easy to go over there, come back for lunch, go back, and it's a short ride, but it just tells you, you know, what we can do with sophistication and doing something like this, working with the Boring Tunnel.
And a lot of people have their favorite resorts. Literally every other podcast, Sean, right? I say Resorts World, it's my favorite new casino. I come here all the time. I love how open it is. I mean, you guys have been just adding stuff all the time throughout the year. And that was the goal. And you also committed to opening on time, which you did. I mean, you must be proud of so many big things this year.
Yeah, we really are. It was our one-year anniversary. We're very happy with our success for 1 year. We're still ramping up. Each month gets better and better. And we're not done. We're on 88 acres. So we're still developing 42 acres. So there's more to come. You'll hear some announcements. But we want to get to 10,000 rooms here. We want to build more attractions. We want to build more convention space. So more to come. And again, being the new guy on the strip, we knew this side of the strip wouldn't happen overnight to walk in, but we see things are starting to move this way. We're excited with what's happening around us. But it's been a good year, and we're looking forward to, you know, many, many more.
And you know we're impatient when it comes to announcements. So can you give us anything on these 42 acres? What's coming?
We are called Vegas Revealed.
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, I'll get in trouble if I mention, but some really cool things. Some things that you've already heard, and people are like, wow, they're going to do one too maybe. But more rooms, more some really cool partners. But our chairman just left, and when he's here, that's all we talk about is what we're going to do with all this land around us. But some really cool things on the horizon.
Well, we look forward to it. Congratulations on the Vegas Loop and one-year anniversary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For your support.
You got it. Thanks so
Take
much.
Take care. Yeah. Nice
great to
see you.
You guys are great. So we got a little bit of scoop there from Scott Sabella, president of Resorts World. Listen, we're not doing our jobs if we're not trying to dig for a little bit of dirt.
That's right. And we got to do it when we put him on the spot, right?
Exactly.
He had to give us a little something. But
no, we appreciate it. Always love talking with Scott.
Yeah, he's great to us. And we love to just kind of joke with him sometimes and try and get stuff out of him. So I think our last interview, we did get a little bit of stuff out of him, too. About the opening of Resorts World, didn't we?
And about the theater, too.
Yes, that was right. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, let's talk about our trip. So, we decided to take a quick run. We got off at the Riviera Station, which is the new convention center area. So, there is, you know, a loop that takes you from Resorts World to that area, and then obviously you can take it back, too. So, we hopped on that, and you know, what are your thoughts? Some of mine right off the bat, I loved getting in a vehicle that was nice and air conditioned.
Yes.
And not with a bunch of random people, like a full train. So you're actually getting in a car, and people say a couple of the questions that we got were how many people fit in the, and it's like, no, it's a car.
Yeah. It's like a Tesla SUV car. Yeah.
So as many people that can fit in a car. Right. And they did say like occasionally you could have a random person in there if you wanted that. Like if you were just traveling alone and they said, do you mind, you know, someone else going to hop in with you, which is fine. So, but it's a car. I love that it was air conditioned. I love that the doors were open and waiting for us to, you know, get in there. That was cool.
That was cool.
And then as we kind of went through it, I guess I knew it was a tunnel, but I didn't think, like, it's a tight tunnel.
I mean, it's a concrete tunnel. It's a white concrete tunnel surrounding you with, you know, nice atmosphere, lighting, the colors changing as you're going through. So it feels like, you know, you're going at warp speed. Mm-hmm. It looked like we were going about 35 to 40 miles per hour through the tunnel, but it is a narrow tunnel.
Narrow. That's the word I'm looking for.
Know.
I call it tight.
I don't know that there's much room on the roadway portion of the tunnel outside of the tire span of
right.
the vehicles. So it is tight. And so for autonomous vehicles like Teslas to be going through there, it probably is better that the vehicle is being guided by its surroundings. Mm-hmm. Because as a actual like human driver, if I was put in there with my car, I think I would be running up on the sides for sure.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I could never do this. That's what I said to the driver that we had at the time, because they have drivers right now, by
right.
the way. Eventually it will go driverless, right?
Yep.
At some point. But yeah, so that was one of the things that I noticed. The narrowness surprised me a little bit. Loved the colored lights because it felt very Vegas-y. Loved being in a car with air conditioning. It was super nice. So it's different than anything I've ever experienced when it comes to, I guess, I don't know, do you even call it public transportation, right?
Right, yeah.
So it was quick. Then we waited and we said, okay, now take us back. And they did the turnaround. You wait for the arm to lift.
It's
Until
almost
it's
like
your turn.
A railroad gate system where mm-hmm. if there's, you know, another vehicle down in the tunnel, the arm is closed and does not let another vehicle in until the roadway is clear. So there's a high-tech monitoring system in place to make sure that, you know, the coast is clear before any vehicles go down into any portion of the loop tube system. So that's reassuring,
yeah,
to know
sure.
that there's stuff that's watching out for you.
Yeah. We hit the QR code and it was $1.50 to take this route. So people were asking price, you know, is it, you know, better than Uber? I mean, it's definitely affordable, $1.50. So that's one way. So we don't know what the future prices are going to be, you know, as they continue with tunnels. It might actually, you know, when it goes further, like to somewhere like Caesar's Palace, maybe it'll be a little bit more. I'm not sure. But this route from Resorts World to the new convention center was $1.50.
And as of right now, there were no day passes available. It was single ride tickets that you had to buy. I'm sure that that's going to change as time goes by, too.
Yeah, it was really easy, too. It said Apple Pay you could use, and there were a couple other options. You literally one click on your phone.
Yep.
And you just get the ticket. People were also kind of asking, how is it going to go everywhere? But it's not going to have stops. The tunnel's basically underground, direct to exactly where it's going. And so, yeah, that's the whole, and what I'm trying to say is people ask, what makes it faster than something like a subway or a train? It's just,
right.
The fact is it will not have stops. That's the fastness of it.
Right. On the subway, you're stopping at the Broad Street Terminal, mm-hmm. at State Street, at Times Square. You know, you're stopping at every single station along the way. The Loop is not going to have that. It's a direct shot. And I imagine, I haven't studied the tunnel system, but I imagine there are portions of main tunnels that will be used for each direct route.
Mm-hmm.
But you will not be stopping to pick up new people or stop at other stations on your way to your destination.
Right. So hopefully the interviews that we just did explain a little bit more about the Loop, explain, you know, what the future holds for the Vegas Loop, what it's going to mean to, you know, tourism and events here in Las Vegas. I think it's a really cool thing. And boy, that went up in the blink of an eye, I feel like, because you don't really know the construction's happening because you can't see it for once.
Yeah, it's right? Below ground. There's no cranes, nothing like that.
Yeah, so that was really, really nice. One thing you and I laughed at is after the crew from the LVCVA that work over at the convention center left Resorts World, they all zipped in a Tesla and took the Loop back. So they never even had to drive to Resorts World and park, and that's the whole ease of it.
Right. That's their transportation to and from work.
Yeah.
And that'll be great for people who work for the LVCVA to have that as, you know, a means to get to all the properties that it's their job to promote.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So that was cool. Anyway, the Vegas Loop, check it out. You can ride it. Go to Resorts World, the new passenger center, and take it over to Convention Center if you just want experience. Maybe just take a quick loop around, literally.
So we went below ground for the Loop. And for our next Vegas experience, we kind of went up a few floors to the Nomad Pool. A friend of ours had a birthday party. Happy birthday, Mark.
Yep.
And it was at the Nomad Pool. I had never been before.
Me either.
And it is a really cool... I was really digging the environment.
I was too.
Up there.
And I think, you're either into the, Wet Republic, Encore Beach Club, DJ pumping, full of people type of day experience at the pool, or you're into what we experienced. And that was a little bit more chill, a little bit smaller, a little bit more intimate, and not a full crowded pool of people, and just some nice music playing in the background. It was a great vibe there. It was a mix of a fun afternoon, but also kind of chill and a little bit luxury, right?
I feel like it was almost the ultra lounge version of a Las Vegas pool.
Exactly. Perfect description. Yeah, it was just like a lounge instead of a club.
Right.
Right?
Right. So it's up on the fourth floor in the Nomad Hotel, which is over in a part of Park MGM. It's the boutique hotel tower of Park MGM. This pool has its own private elevator, mm-hmm. that takes you up to it. It takes a little bit of getting around,
yeah.
in order to get to the pool. So it's not like you're just going to stumble out some, mm-hmm. doors and end up there. Like, you need to know where you're going to get to the Nomad Pool.
Exactly. And once we were there, it was easy and intimate. It was so nice. The restrooms were nice. They had some water available if you just wanted to kind of fill your cup with water. Great drink menu. They had food menu. So everything's right there for you. It was Mark's birthday, and his girlfriend kind of rented a few cabanas. So we appreciated that, too, to get a little bit of shade every now and then.
Yes.
It was one of those hot, hot over 100 days in Vegas. But we had a blast. So that was really nice. Again, the Nomad Pool in the Nomad Tower at Park MGM. Another place that I discovered this weekend, last weekend, I should say now, is Valencian Gold. Okay, it is a restaurant off the Strip.
Which, and after you had gone there, you sent me a text and you were like, I can't wait to tell you about this place that I just went and had lunch, just went to eat. It was super cool.
It was. The vibe was great. A friend of mine said, I've got to take you guys to this restaurant because we were there recently and they were saying, you know, it's a struggle to keep small businesses open, and they were thinking about possibly should we close or should we stay open or what should we do. So brought us down there and we went to dinner, and first of all, the place was a Friday night and it was pretty busy, and I recognized a lot of faces when I went in there, which was great. But it's on South Rainbow in between the 215 and Blue Diamond, and it's called Valencian Gold. The vibe in there, the decor in there, the people in there, it was the best time. I had the best dinner. It was so cute. I love everything they have on the wall. They had a super cute bar, and then all the tables were right there in the middle. The food was delicious. I mean, you name it. It just when everything that came out was like so fresh. An amazing tomato salad we had. We had a great dish of shishito peppers. We had amazing potatoes with like a really great sauce on it. We had some steak that they like showed us before they went and cooked it.
Oh, that's fun.
That was fun. And then they're known for their, and I hope I'm saying it right, because paella? Am I saying it right?
Yeah, the paella.
Yeah, the paella. Yep. I always, they're known for that, which is delicious. Takes a little while to cook, though, so you got to order that right at the beginning. And we ordered like a short rib kind of one.
Ooh.
It was delicious.
I don't think I've ever even heard of short rib paella.
Yeah, it had like a little bit of short rib mixed in and sitting on top, which
that
gives it the
delicious
flavor.
Delicious. Oh my gosh.
I mean, the food was so good, and when it was presented, it was beautiful. Okay, the salads were beautiful. Everything was just, we just had the best time. The desserts were good. The drinks were great. I was talking with one of the workers there, and she said, oh, I came up with all the different kinds of drinks here. Try this one. And I want you to go to our Vegas Revealed Instagram, because I'm going to be putting up a video there that shows what the food looks like and some of the drinks. And if you throw me a comment, I'll tell you what's in them, because I took some notes. But just a great place. I hope they do not close. Everyone in Vegas needs to go check this place out. And if you're a tourist and looking for something local, I think you need to go there as well. I enjoyed the experience so much. And I was like, how did I not know this was here?
Yeah, and let's make sure, we'll make sure also to put the address
yes.
in our show notes. So just click down in the show notes and you'll see the address. Sorry,
Sean had a hiccup. Oh, was that a burp or a hiccup?
It was a burp.
All right, we're leaving it in.
You'll see the address where you can go and check it out, too, since it is off the Strip.
Yes, exactly. So check it out, guys. It was really good. Okay, moving on to something completely different. Thunder from Down Under.
Yeah, celebrating a big 20th anniversary down on the Strip at Excalibur. This, of course, is the Australian male review show that has been here. It's like a part of Las Vegas at this point.
It really is. But you know what? I didn't realize they had been here for 20 years until, well, and actually they were at the Excalibur for 20 years. They've been at the Excalibur, I should say, for 20 years, like you said. But then I looked a little further when I saw that they got the key to the Strip, and they mentioned they've actually been on the Strip for 21 years because they did do the show for a year when it kicked off at the New Frontier, which is
wow.
no longer there. Yeah,
right. That used to be over by Fashion Show Mall.
But yeah, right next to the Stardust, which is also no longer there. Right? It's kind of where Resorts World is now. So Thunder from Down Under, congratulations. They are the longest running male review show in Las Vegas officially with that 21-year mark. But we this week are going to be heading to the 20th anniversary show, doing some work with them and putting together a little sizzle video. So we look forward to working with them. Thunder from Down Under, put on by Spy Entertainment, which run a lot of shows here in Las Vegas.
Yeah, and Thunder from Down Under, that's a show that people really do come from around the world to go and see.
They do. And they're not only in Vegas, right? They have performances that they do, I think, on the road and in different locations, I think, in different hotel casinos as well. We were laughing. We actually sent out a tweet today because we did a little pre-production meeting with our friend Penny, who's over there working with them. She's always fabulous. She's been around Las Vegas in the PR and show world for a very long time. And we said, well, Penny, what should we, like, what do you want us to shoot besides the presentation of the cake and this and that? She goes, you shoot whatever you want. The only thing you can't film is the orgasm contest. And we're like, okay. And we're like, well, that was a very Vegas statement.
I don't know that we've ever had that direction on a production call before.
No, never. So that was funny, right?
It was.
No orgasm.
You never know
contest.
What you're going to get.
I know. You never know.
Hey, congratulations to Thunder from Down Under. 20 years at the Excalibur. Let's get to some tips. And our first tip, Dana, comes for the shopaholics out there. Even if you're not a shopaholic, we have some pretty darn good outlet stores here in Las Vegas. One of them, we have the South Premium Outlets that are down past the South Point on Las Vegas Boulevard. The other ones are the North Premium Outlets, which are by downtown Las Vegas.
Yeah, just to the north of Charleston there off Grand Central. And, you know, Sean, I just thought I would do a tip on this because I always forget, whenever I go to the outlets, I'm reminded of the amazing deals there are.
I know.
And I'm like, why don't I come here more? You know what I mean? But I do feel like it's a bit of a trip because you want to spend some time there, right? It's not like a quick, like, run in and grab something and leave. So I went to the outlets with Debbie Gibson. She was back in town after her tour, and she said, I want to go shop. So we went to the premium outlets. Here's my, I'm going to get right to the tip, and it has to do with parking. If you want to make a day of it, if you want to go to the premium outlets, it reminded me again when I went in the parking garage of kind of what a disaster it is. And this isn't a major knock to the premium outlets. It's more of a, it's busy. And a lot of people want to park in the parking garage instead of paying for valet.
Right.
And so it gets extremely backed up. So it did take me like 30 minutes to exit the garage. That garage is only $5 to park. So it's not as expensive as it is to valet, but valet isn't very expensive either is what I realized. It's only 11 bucks.
Oh,
so for six more dollars, you're in and out. For $5, park in the garage, and you're going to have to wait to get out because you have to go down the ramps and they kind of back up as folks leave one by one.
Yep, I've been stuck in that.
Yeah, and I remember last time that I went, it frustrated me, and this day it frustrated me too. And you know why? Because I shopped till I dropped. So then when I was in my car ready to leave, I was ready to leave.
You want to just get out of there, go home.
I was starving, I was thirsty, all that, because we didn't eat there. We were going to, and then we knew we had some place to be a little bit later. So anyway, that's my tip. Parking in the garage is only going to cost you $5, but it's only going to cost you $11 if you valet. Another tip real quick is just the Kate Spade store there is incredible. We literally bought like Christmas presents. Debbie was there shopping and buying Christmas presents. I was buying my friend a birthday present. I bought myself a purse. I bought some earrings. I mean, I'm talking, Sean, get this, 70% off.
Wow.
Then 20% off on top of that.
So like 90%
off? 90% off. It was... You couldn't beat it. We're like, we need to buy everything.
Holy
amazing.
Moly.
I know. So it's not quite 90 because you take the 70 off, then you take the 20, and that's what the lady was telling us. It's not quite 90, but let me figure it out for you. And they
but
walk
it's
around.
Pretty darn close.
Oh, pretty darn close. And they walk around with calculators and figure it out for you. But
that's
amazing.
We
walked out with like three bags of stuff. And then, you know, as we hopped around store to store, there were so many different deals with different areas of the store, things, you know, like sometimes it was like something that maybe long sleeve stuff was, you know, a little bit cheaper than the current, you know, tank tops and short, but there are some deals. Get ready to save some money if you go to the North Premium Outlets. It was a great trip.
Well, and listen, consumer experts right now are saying, get your holiday shopping done now, because with supply chain shortages and with inflation doing what it's doing, they can't guarantee that the stuff you want at holiday time is going to be available at holiday time.
True.
So they're saying if you see something right now,
buy it
because chances are it's not going to be cheaper and it's not going to be any easier to get once the holidays roll around. So those good tips from the premium outlets there.
So I had asked you any tips from the ballpark because you've been to the Las Vegas ballpark twice recently. And I thought, how was it? And anything we should know?
Listen, I love the Las Vegas ballpark. It's out on the west side of town in an area called downtown Summerlin. The ballpark is only a few years old, so it's like brand new. The way they have it set up, the main concourse where they have all the concessions and everything is wide open. So you can be standing there and still have a great view of the game going on behind you and still hear all the action. The aisleways are nice and wide so that it's not all crowded. Mm-hmm. The seats are made of like a mesh material.
Ooh,
so
like
there's like airflow around you when you're still sitting down. So, you know, it's an outdoor ballpark. So, you know, that definitely helps too. But I have had so much fun at the Las Vegas Aviators baseball games. It's the minor league affiliate to the Oakland A's.
Okay.
The Aviators are. And they have great theme nights. The night we went just recently, it was Tom Cruise mm-hmm. Top Gun Maverick night.
And you got me a t-shirt. And thank you.
Got you a t-shirt. They were also handing out swag for the new Minions movie about the rise of Gru. And it was so much fun. You know, they always have the contest going on down on the field.
No orgasm contest for that.
There was
one.
No orgasm contest at the ballpark. No, the family-friendly competitions were happening there. But they have games that are going on through the end of September for the regular season. So if you live here in Las Vegas, chances are you know about the Las Vegas Aviators. If you're coming into town and you're looking for something to do, tickets are extremely reasonable.
Good.
I think $25 is what we got our tickets for, but I think there are tickets that are even less than that, too. Mm-hmm. So check it out. It's a great trip. There's lots of dining options around there if you want to make a night of it. By the way, the Burnt Ends Burrito.
Ooh. Oh.
It's so good. So good. So you have to make sure you get a burnt end burrito. They can also do it in a bowl if you don't want to do the actual burrito.
And then I saw in your notes, you can bring your dog on Wednesday?
On I think, select Wednesdays, they have this grassy knoll in the back of the ballpark where you can bring your dog with you if it's well-behaved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's they're kind of trusting everybody to make sure that their dog is well behaved in a crowd environment. But yeah, you can sit out on the hill with your dog and watch a baseball game out in the outfield.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
I think we're going to do that once, you know, probably as we head into the September games, we'll make a trip back there and bring Sawyer with us.
Yeah, we're lucky to have that ballpark here. A lot of families go there. A lot of groups of friends go there.
Which, if you do have a big group that's going there, there's a pool in the outfield as well that you can do a buyout and have your whole group watch from the pool in the outfield of the ballpark. It's great. Check it out. Las Vegas Ballpark.
All right. Love it. Two good tips. And I think that was a good show. We've covered a lot today. So we have a lot going on this week. Of course, we'll get to all that next week when we've got like so many notes that we keep saying we need to talk about this eventually. We need to talk about that. Vegas is just booming. And we were just saying as we were walking in Resorts World yesterday, like it's nonstop. This city, it just there's always stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And sorry that I burped and coughed. It's not getting edited out.
Nope, it's staying in. Have a great week, everyone. Thanks for joining us for episode 126. We will be back with 127 next week. Shopping at the Forum, Versace and Bouton.